50. Right now, though, we'd welcome Senator, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is with us here this morning. He's on his way to Myrtle Beach for an event a little later on today. Senator Graham, it's great to hear your voice here this morning.
Well, I'm not in Texas on the oil rigs, and I'm dying to hear how it's going out there. I'm taking my name out of consideration for the football job, so it's cloudy and wet and raining, so you're all right about that.
Yeah, it's wet, it's rainy, no job to lead the Coastal football team, and you're not welding on the rigs.
You know, we've screwed up college football. I mean, I'm losing interest in it. I mean, it's just the way we've done it. Between the portal and all the money, it's not even college football anymore.
Yeah, between the portal, the money, the fact there are more rules within the professional ranks than they are the college ranks, and the quality of play.
Yeah.
You know, the quality of play, to me, has fallen off because of it.
Well, I mean, if you're a 19-year-old kid, I don't blame them for taking the money. But, you know, in the pros, you sign a contract, right? I mean, you get some guy out of college. You got him for 3 years or whatever. That way you can get your money back. Mm. This is just a free-for-all, and it's going to be a scandal after scandal eventually. There's some pretty nefarious people out there representing these kids. But anyway, we'll deal with that. But it hadn't hurt their college baseball program, that's for darn sure.
No, it hasn't. And we make hopefully a return trip again, back-to-back, maybe years to Omaha next summer. Hey, let me ask you, you talk about nefarious actors. We got about 100 people who have been arrested up in the state of Minnesota for massive fraud pertaining to entitlement programs, COVID relief money. To me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. Why are we catching so much heat? Why is the Trump administration catching so much heat for trying to rid these programs of all the waste, fraud, and abuse?
Well, the people who are giving Trump administration heat are the ones that let these folks in to begin with. Are you shocked there's gambling going on? I mean, you know, we had like 11 million people, 12 million, whatever the number is, coming to the country in 4 years. And the COVID, you know, we shut down the whole country. That was a tough time. And, you know, fraud everywhere. And like Obamacare, we got to deal with that. That the subsidies for Obamacare expire at the end of the year. And I'm not going to vote to extend this scam. 100% of the money for Obamacare subsidies go to the top five insurance companies. They take 20% off the top. They flow the rest of these to the exchanges. We were promised our premiums would go down. They've gone up by over 100%. So Trump and I and many of us want to take the money and create health savings accounts, give it directly to the consumer so they can go shop around and help pay their deductibles. But this stuff out in Minnesota is just a system that has failed the taxpayer. No other way to say it.
Talking with U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, we got him for a few more minutes. He's in the Myrtle Beach area today. In terms of the redistricting that we have seen, Supreme Court sides with Texas on those congressional maps,
yeah.
California, Virginia responding. Is this going to play into the majority, and who has that majority come November of next year?
It's kind of like NIL for redistricting. Yeah, it's like it's the Wild Wild West right now. You know, if we don't hold the House, which I hope we can, they'll peach and Trump on day one for just breathing air. But if we can hold the House and keep the Senate, then we can actually do some things. I'd like to do another one big, beautiful bill. I'd like to keep the tax rate slow, do some health care reform, try to chip away at Obamacare. There's, you know, gas and groceries way too high. We're trying to pump more oil and gas that we own to lower energy costs. We're relieving the mandates on vehicles, which will lower car cost, grocery cost, you know, paying the rent, utility bills. So 26 is going to be a real effort to make America more affordable.
And that was the thing that a lot of us have been talking with the Republican Party chairman of the state, Drew McKissick, a little earlier today, about affordability, the issue of the groceries. And he said, hey, we need to pack our patience. American people are about out of patience when it comes to what they've been paying at the grocery store, at the pump, with their health insurance, their car insurance, their home insurance. So do you feel that this one big, beautiful bill, affordability, will really start to take over?
Yeah, it will kick in. We, you know, the largest tax cut in American history. Most of this kicks in next year. Larger spending cut. We can do more. I'd like to take another shot at spending. But just use some common sense here. The guy out in Texas, what's he trying to do? You know, get American oil so we're less dependent on foreign oil. The bigger the supply, the lower the cost. Biden made it almost impossible to explore for oil and gas here. As a matter of fact, we couldn't ship oil and gas we have to Europe to compete with Russia. His energy policy was actually insane. So the fact that the guys down in Texas remain are drilling for oil will eventually lower prices here. So supply demand on the food side, when fuel goes down, you know, money for tractors and all that other stuff goes down, and you'll hopefully see some relief at the grocery store when input costs go down. I'm here with the farmers. God bless the American farmer. We have an abundant supply of food, but they're taking it on the chin. When you fight China, first thing China did is stop buying American soybeans, and that hurt our farmers. But we got to stand up to people who rip us off, and these tariffs have gotten people's attention. They've hurt us some. They definitely opened up markets. So it's a complicated world out there. If you got property in Venezuela, sell.
Hey, real quick, and obviously one of the things that you put a lot of focus into is foreign policy. If you could give the Trump administration a grade 12 months into this first year of the second term, what would be the grade B pertaining to foreign policy?
2032 for Trump. I'm loving this. I mean, you know, it is about groceries and gas, but you also got to be safe. We got these drug cartels living large in our backyard. Not anymore. They're killing more Americans than ISIS, Al-Qaeda combined. Drugs coming in from Venezuela, the guys associated with terrorist groups in the Mideast. Trump's going to take this guy down. We don't need to invade the country, but we got a drug caliphate in our backyard. Take it down. Hope we can end this war in Ukraine and Russia without starting with China and Taiwan. When it comes to Israel, he's been Israel's best friends. We got Hamas and Hezbollah on the run. We got Iran in a box about their nuclear facilities. I love this guy. I spent all day with him yesterday. We made peace between Rwanda and Congo. Remember the movie Hotel Rwanda? It was a slaughterhouse in Rwanda and Congo for the last 30 years. And yesterday, the two presidents signed a deal in Washington with President Trump ending that war. This guy does not get the credit he deserves. Any other president would have had two or three Nobel Peace Prizes by now. India, Pakistan, and nobody wants to talk about foreign policy until it's too damn late. You let these guys come up here to kill us, you keep them over there. And if you can make peace between Rwanda and Congo, the largest deposit of rare earth minerals in the world for batteries and the 21st century needs of the world are in Congo and Rwanda, and we're going to do deals with them that will cut China's knees off. In Africa, and you know, help us dominate the 21st century.
Senator Lindsey Graham with us here this morning. Senator, thanks for the quick turnaround. I know you'll be in the area a little later on this morning. Appreciate you phoning in for a few minutes on the way in.
I'm out for the Coastal Carolina job, so good luck.
All right, we'll catch up soon, all right?
Bye.
All right, thanks again. That's Senator Lindsey Graham.